back, or welcome to the My Monday Mood podcast. I decided to title this episode Do It Scared. This podcast episode is going to be very short but very to the point, like I like, and I hope you guys like these as well. And I also hope that you come out of this feeling a little bit more confident in maybe any hard decisions that you've been putting off, or even some risks that you've been wanting to take but have felt too scared, or have been letting fear, distractions, and limiting beliefs get in the way. So let's just get right into it. First off, anything I've ever done out of my comfort zone was scary, and I think we can all relate to that, that getting outside of your comfort zone is unfamiliar, it's scary, it's a lot of unknowns. I personally have held myself back from a lot of things and continue to do this because I don't, quote unquote, feel ready enough. But what I'm learning is that I'm never going to feel 100% ready. So why would I let that stop me? If I can't beat the fear that's holding me back, I might as well just do it scared and see what happens. That is my new mantra, especially in this time of my life. I've taken a lot of risks in the past 3 years, big and small risks, ranging from dropping out of college to pursue social media, then some smaller risks like sending a text to a guy I'm talking to and just being completely honest about my feelings, which is not fun or easy for me. But once I did it, I felt so much better and confident within myself. Like I said, it's easy to stay in our comfort zones. One of my favorite quotes that I always come back to when making a risk or a big decision is, "Don't let the fear of what could happen make nothing happen." It's easy for myself to create scenarios, painful scenarios, worrisome scenarios in my head that don't even exist yet. And that's just kind of, I feel like what I do to protect myself is to think of the worst outcome possible. And then what happens with that, though, is I will believe it. Like, my mind doesn't know the difference, so I'll believe it. And then I'll just go with the easy route, which is not going for what I'm wanting to do. And we don't want to do that. I don't like that. I don't like that I've done that in the past, and it's certainly not something I want to continue. And it's just, you know, a little pattern I've noticed within myself that I will create painful scenarios before the scenario has even happened, and I will let that stop me. I will self-sabotage, essentially. Can you imagine if you never allowed yourself or gave yourself an extra push to go after the things you want just because you let fear get in the way? You could be one decision away from living an entirely different life, okay? Just let that sink in for a second, please. You could be one decision away from living an entirely different life. The life that you dream and hope for. But instead, you're letting fear and worry get in the way because you don't feel quote-unquote ready or quote-unquote qualified enough. Like I said, this is something that I have definitely struggled with, is just not feeling ready or good enough, qualified enough, whatever it is. And I let those beliefs stop me, and that is not fair to myself. And if this also relates to you, that is not fair to you. Think of your younger self and all the things that they are hoping and dreaming for, the things that they want to become and achieve in this lifetime, whether that's becoming a CEO, a world traveler, a stay-at-home parent, a creative, whatever it is that you want. That dream is yours, and the only way you can get closer to those dreams is by doing the hard things, and the hard things start with getting out of your own way and believing in yourself enough to know that you are worthy of the things that your heart desires. That's the first door you need to open, is that belief in yourself, and then, in my experience, everything else will follow. So I just recently made a decision to book a flight. Surprise, surprise. She's back in her booking one-way flights era. Just kidding. This is not a one-way flight. We did book a return flight. but I told myself I was not going to travel a lot in 2024. That was something I told myself in the beginning of the year. And it is March now, and obviously that decision did not last very long. I'm indecisive, okay? It's just, yeah. Anyways, I was very hesitant and scared at first to book it because I didn't know if I was making the best logical decision for myself. But something I've noticed is that if it excites me and scares me at the same time, that probably means that I should do it. So I booked the flight and I feel very at peace with the decision because I know that by continually getting out of my comfort zone, I am growing and I am doing things for myself that are ultimately helping me in ways that I can't even see yet. I'm also reminding myself that my path is uniquely mine. It's so easy to constantly compare myself to others and where I thought I would be by now and just constantly comparing. But knowing that each decision and risk and choice that I make is my choice and no one else's. It does not need to make sense to anyone else. It just has to make sense to you. So if you needed a little push to get out of your comfort zone, I hope that this just serves as a reminder that you cannot grow inside of your comfort zone. Be honest with yourself and ask, when is the last time I truly went outside of my comfort zone? Think about it for a second. Then think of a way you can get out of your comfort zone this week or today even. It doesn't have to be a huge risk. It could be as little as complimenting the barista at your local coffee shop. It could be trying a new hobby, taking yourself on a solo date, solo trip, whatever you feel called to. Get creative, but challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone this week and see how you feel after. When we're in constant routine, it can be hard to get out of that routine sometimes because we're so comfortable and familiar with it and it makes us feel safe. And that's how I've been feeling lately, which is not a bad thing. But for me, I'm big on balance, okay? So yes, I love a safe routine that keeps me in check, that is helping me attain my goals, but also getting out of that routine, getting out of my comfort zone for a little bit, trying something new, truly makes me feel so alive. Like, don't get me wrong, having a consistent and stable routine is great, but I also think as humans, it's important that we are constantly challenging and trying new things because that's how we learn more about ourselves, learn more about what we do and don't like, learn things that we thought we would never like and now we like. It's exciting. I'll give you guys some more examples that are coming to my head right now. So, meeting Lindsay for the first time. If you don't know Lindsay, she's one of my really good friends that I met through social media about 3 years ago now. And before I met her, I DM'd her or something like that. I actually watched her videos before we became friends. And then I think I ended up DMing her when I moved to LA. And we ended up getting coffee, but before we met up, I definitely had some social anxiety. I definitely had some nervous jitters, and, you know, it would be easier to stay in the friendships I was already in because I felt good with the few people in my life. But by getting out of my comfort zone and releasing those anxieties and meeting up with her for coffee, that was the beginning of our now 3-year beautiful friendship that means so much to me. Going on a 1-way trip to Australia and Bali by myself was the scariest decision I've ever made in my life, but it's been the most rewarding decision I've made so far, and I'm so grateful that I did that for myself. Dropping out of college and deciding to go the non-traditional path and instead paving my own path has also been the best choice I've made for myself so far. So yeah, after booking that flight earlier this week, I just felt like talking about getting out of your comfort zones. And obviously, I understand booking a flight is such a privilege, and I'm so grateful I'm able to do that for my work and also my personal well-being. It's a privilege, and I do not take that lightly. But I really just wanted to remind you guys that you're capable to go after all the things you want in this lifetime. It can feel overwhelming to pursue something that feels unfamiliar or to make a choice that feels scary to make. But I truly believe if you feel the fear and do it anyway, another one of my favorite quotes, shout out Pinterest, it will be so rewarding in the long term. So do not be afraid if you're making the wrong choice to make mistakes. That's why we're here, to try new things, to mess up, to learn, and to grow. That is all I have for this episode. Thank you guys for supporting me and this podcast. If you have a second, it would mean so much if you could rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. I'm really trying to get the podcast more visible, and leaving a review and rating really helps me out with that. Feel free to also share this episode on your story if you resonated with it, or even just sending me a DM about your thoughts and maybe some episodes you want to see next would be really helpful. And you guys know I love chatting with you. Thank you for being here. I love you guys, and I will see you in another episode very soon.